90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking all week about legacy. And the question becomes is, how do you make an impact on the world such that after you're gone, your presence is still felt? And so we spend some time talking about a professional legacy, carrying a legacy through our children. And then we also talked about the legacy in your community. But what about some other things that you can do? And so there are a lot of different ways you can do it so that your life makes an impact beyond the years that you're here. And I would argue that one of the ways to do it is to write a book. And it's something that I did, and a big reason I did it was for that. And the beauty of the book that I wrote, from my perspective, is it allowed me to put my own philosophy in terms of living life and how to navigate life into that book. So that now other people, especially my children, have that as a reference. And hopefully long after I'm gone, that'll still be out there. I always think it's interesting for people that will make a video, and the video of what they are looking for, what they'd like done, and what they'd like, you know, how they'd like their legacy to turn out. And maybe that video can help influence people to follow through with it. If you have resources, resources are a way to drive some of your priorities. My father has set up a trust fund specifically for making sure that the family gets together once a year. See, every year we take a vacation together. My father rents a house somewhere on a beach or on the side of a mountain somewhere. It's a big house, and both of my brothers and all their families, we all come together. And the beauty of it is it's allowed our family to stay close. And also, as my children and my nieces and nephews have grown up, they've all grown up together, and it ensures that there's a closeness to the family. So one of the things that he wants to make sure happens is that continues, that we continue to be close. And the way he set it up is he's put money in trust so that each year we go away. And the money for the house that we rent will come from that trust. So I think this is important, and it helps him drive his priorities, because one of his biggest priorities is that the family stays together and we stay close, and this is a way to ensure that that happens. So I encourage you to think about things that you can do. What is it that you can do to make that legacy for yourself, to keep the plan moving forward, to drive your own ideas? And as I suggested before, don't assume that you're going to always have the opportunity to put it down, because we never know when, God forbid, something can happen to any one of us. So it's important that you get your thoughts down on paper, that you put them in a place that if important people to you can get them in the event that something were to happen to you. And why not start doing that? Why not start planning it and start putting it together now? If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do that on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving toward your desires, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just get here. It doesn't cost you anything. It's a couple of minutes a day. A very simple way to do things. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get clear and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to wrap up our discussion on legacy. But remember, for today, I want you to get creative and think about other things that you can do to set your legacy in place. Think about, what are your priorities, what's important, and what are some of those actions you can take to ensure that the people that you love will follow through with what your desires are.